It seems as if everything was running behind schedule this spring. Experts say temperatures actually averaged out to near normal in the past few weeks, even if it didn't feel like it. Maple syrup producers were worried about a slow start, and gardeners may have put off planting a bit later. So now the question is, what does it mean for our local farmers markets? Hippo editor Amy Diaz has been talking with organizers. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, Amy, many markets have just been starting up for the season. What are they saying?
Well, so, you know, there are things, and I kind of wondered that myself, especially with the way that the winter was. But the way that farmers plant things now, a lot of them can, you know, help to keep some of the warmth in. So even during kind of those cold days in April, they were able to start with the growing season. What you're going to find is mostly the leafy greens, you know, salad greens. It's kind of, if you're craving a salad, this is your season at the farmer's market.
This is the stuff that grows quickly.
Exactly. You know, also a lot of things like turnip greens and, you know, arugula, kale. So this is definitely your, you know, healthy dark green season. We're probably still at least a good month off from strawberries. But I did talk to one of the organizers who said he had been visiting a farm and, you know, he thought they were still, even if they got a little bit of a late start, they're basically on schedule for kind of the end of June, which is generally when we think of strawberry season.
Now, you went out to the Concord Farmers Market this past week.
What did
you go for?
Well, to be honest, we went for donuts because that is kind of our farmers market tradition. But, you know, that's the interesting part about a lot of these markets. They're not just the produce. There's also baked goods, bread, cheese, meat. You know, the organizers I talked to both said they really made a conscious effort with their markets to be very diverse and to try to meet, you know, kind of all the things that customers are interested in. And actually, the Concord Farmers Market, they opened earlier this season than normal. Usually they open in June. But part of it was because consumers really wanted to tighten that gap, close that gap between the end of the winter market and the beginning of the summer market. So, you know, even if maybe your favorite fruit or vegetable isn't out yet, there's still lots of stuff there.
Okay. If you're in the mood for someone else to prepare a meal this weekend, you are in luck. I know there's a lot of things going on for Restaurant Week New Hampshire.
Yes. That starts today, Friday, and runs through next Friday. And it's kind of a combination of, you know, getting people into restaurants that they maybe haven't been to in a long time or, you know, trying out something brand new. And then also kind of kicking off the summer season.
So where is it taking place? Where are these restaurants?
So there are about 150 all over this state. And on the event website, you can see all the restaurants. And most of them also provide some of the menu options. So the way that this works is the restaurants are all doing three-course either lunches or dinners or both. And they're priced according to fork. So there's a one-fork, two-fork, and three-fork prices, which run for lunch, it's like between $10 and $20 for a three-course meal. And for dinner, between $15 and $35. So you can kind of mix it up, you know, maybe go to one of the higher-end restaurants for lunch, which I always think is a good way to try out a restaurant if you're not sure you want to splurge on it yet. And then there are, you know, dinners also. So you can maybe go to a more budget-conscious restaurant for dinner. Places all over the state. So even if you're, you know, maybe taking a little road trip this weekend, you know, there's a place near where you're going to be that you can check out.
I've known you long enough to know that the Greek Food Festival is one of your favorites, and that is happening this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. So this is today and tomorrow, Saturday, at St. Philip Greek Orthodox Church in Nashua. For me, this kind of actually kicks off the season of, like, outdoor food festivals, and this is one of my favorite. They make all the food there, so it's all, you know, really fresh, really delicious.
None of this is trucked in.
Exactly. You know, home-style pastries. One of my favorite things to do at fairs like this is go and get some baklava, of course, that you eat right away, but also some baklava to save for the next day. What a great little breakfast, baklava and coffee. They have gyro stands, and then they have kind of the bigger meal plates. So it's a lot of fun to go to a place like that where, you know, it really is people who have been making this food for years that are making home kind of a home-cooked meal for you.
You'll find more information on these events, including a rundown of farmers markets around the Granite State at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor at the Hippo, New Hampshire's largest weekly. Amy, happy Friday.
And you too.